Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our high school volleyball matchup tonight here on Tigers, hosting Sioux Falls, Washington. Washington, another strong team this year at 7-2. Kelly Schroeder back as head coach of the Warriors. And coach, first off, 7-2, the two losses. Those teams are still undefeated in Harrisburg and Jefferson. Got to be happy with the start because you did have to mix some new blood in this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, those are two really good teams, and Harrisburg's really good. It's going to be tough to beat them on any night. And hopefully, you know, our goal is to face them again in the postseason and hopefully show up a little bit better. And Jefferson played well. We played them a little bit early. I think that game got away from us, but they're, like you said, undefeated. So they're showing that they're a team to contend with as well. But yeah, definitely a 7-2 start. Excited about that. We only got three girls that are returning from last year, but they're three really good girls. I mean, they're all going and playing next year in college, and they bring a lot of experience back, and that's kind of a big thing too. They've been starters for more than 2 or 3 years, so that's been key.
And you know, it's kind of funny to say this, but to me, this is almost looks like a short Washington team. You have one girl at 6 foot, everybody else, you know, a lot of 5'10s, 5'11s, and for you, that's short. For Huron, that would be a definite growth spurt.
Yeah, definitely. It's a team that's a little bit different than what we've had traditionally. But again, we're 7-2, and we're showing that we can still play big and maybe not necessarily be as big. You know, the girls that are taller or 5'10 can jump, so that definitely helps. You know, and our middles get up and they get touches on the block, and we got a tall long right side with Dana Harf, so that kind of helps too with the opposing outside attackers. She's not as tall as what we've maybe been used to, but she's got length, and that really helps.
Scouting report on here, and I'm sure you can just look at your scouting report the last 10 years, kind of the same. They're undersized, they're scrappy, they cover the floor. You kind of know what you're going to get.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of what we've come accustomed to know about here, and that's kind of their thing is defense. And they, you know, even just watching the JV game here, I know that no ball is going to touch the floor without an effort. They hustled after a lot of stuff, so I expect the same thing with the varsity. But again, it's going to be ball control, maybe a little bit faster pace offense, because that's what they have to do. So we gotta show up. We gotta put pressure on the serve and try and get them out of system so they can't run that faster offense.
And wrap it up with this: it's October 1st. We're really at the middle point of the season here. As you get into the month of October, what are some of the things you want to see the girls improve on so everything's clicking in November?
A lot of it's just consistency is what we've talked about. You know, we're working really hard on being really aggressive back at the serve line, and taking care of our first contact in that pass, but just being consistent. We've had some ups and downs, you know, between sets, even between games, just finding that consistency of coming out from point number one right away, and keeping that pressure on the whole time, not letting up. And if we build that lead, we continue to push and extend the lead.
Kelly Schroeder, head coach of Sioux Falls, Washington. We'll take this timeout from here on Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
Hang up. Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree?
Okay, here we go, John.
Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's
605-353-8518. This Huron Tiger moment, the 2004 state champion Huron Tiger boys basketball team. The Tigers were the third seed in the tournament. They opened the tournament with a third win that year over Aberdeen. In the semifinals, Huron avenged an earlier season loss to Spearfish. In the championship, Huron again avenged a regular season loss, defeating the O'Gorman Knights 75-69. Eric Hall was named Mr. Basketball for 2004. The 04 Tigers were coached by Tim Buddenhagen.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame as we talk with Huron Tiger volleyball coach Josh Lane. Our Tiger coach is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Tigers 4-7 coming into this matchup with Washington. And coach, after the another tough 5-set loss to Brookings last Thursday, sounds like you guys kind of settled down, went back to some basics here, getting ready for two games this week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we turned back the clock a little bit, got some drills out from early season stuff, and really put our minds back to doing the little things right. We get lost sometimes in these big matches with kids who are 4 inches taller than us, and we just, you know, the game gets too fast for us. So we slowed it back down. We got back to our base defensive mindset and really worked on the blocking and the digging and the serve receive and all of the very things that make us the hardworking team that we are. And looking good on last Friday, looked good a little bit, a little bit of work on Sunday, and really looked good on Monday, hoping to continue to look forward to better volleyball from our side of the net as we push through what is going to continue to be a difficult schedule this year, one match at a time against good opponents.
Now, Washington, that's just a strong program year in, year out. And this year, they're maybe a little more inexperienced than in the past, but the three girls they have back are all going to play college ball, 2D1, 1D2. So you just know they're still going to be a lot to handle.
Yeah, they're going to absolutely be a lot, right? So, that for a Sioux Falls school, their mentality is built a little bit like us. They're the hardworking. They're the put on your work clothes and bust your butt and really just outwork other teams. That's their mentality in that Sioux Falls ring. At least that's how I feel like Kelly, Coach Schroeder really, really tries to portray that mentality in his kids. And so it's going to be hard to outwork them. No doubt about that. And then we start talking about their lineup, right? And that talent is really there. They're Libro, right? Taryn, who's been a 4-year high school starter, not all at Washington, but she's been starting since her freshman campaign. She's got a lot of experience and can read very well. We're going to have to really work hard to try to win the chess match against her as far as where we can hit the open shots and even where Jensie can do a little bit of offensive work from the setting position. Then, not to mention, their two outside hitters, Caitlin and Kate, both, big kids that are really jumping out of the gym right now, near 6-foot outside hitters that really are going to give our opposite blockers, our middle blockers, a run for their money. Now, the only good news is we feel like that position, their outside hitters are the positions that they're really going to try to pound the ball and beat us with. So if we can beat them to that spot with our defense, with a little anticipation and a little intelligent scouting report, and the girls just getting their eyes right at the right time, we're going to have a chance maybe to provide a little frustration for them. Because I feel like, they don't like the idea that we're going to put our undersized setter in front of them. And we're really, we worked hard on where to be as a blocker and how to slow that ball down. And any ball we can get slowed down, we feel like Hilton's going to give us another chance because Hilton's going to go get that ball. Hilton came off of a good week. We had some crazy matches last week. I think she had 46 46 digs against Brookings, and so she's really reading well right now from a defensive perspective. So the more that they're going to give that ball to the outside pin, and the more we can get touches on that, Hilton's going to give us a chance to stay in this thing.
Josh Lane, head coach here on Tigers. Again, the Tiger coach brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street in Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
And Marlene and the entire crew of The Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at The Scoreboard, located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. featuring a full menu. Check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist.
Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center.
I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist.
Trenty Gergen, junior, number four, center.
Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle.
Alexis Sigeldorf, right side, seven, senior.
Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior.
Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero.
Kate Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter.
Kimden Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter.
Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side.
Maddie Jurgen, 15, CS, senior.
Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter.
Maddie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore.
Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior.
Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior.
Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior.
Taryn Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
There's the national anthem. Let's get you the starters here now for high school volleyball. Sioux Falls, Washington, Huron Tigers. Washington 7-2. They're ranked number 4 in AA. Head coach Kelly Schroeder. Girls they'll see on the floor, Hannah Nesdahl, a 5'1 junior. Defensive specialist Dana Harp, 5'9 junior, right side and outside. Chloe Peterson, 5'9 sophomore middle. Katie McCloskey, 5'5 senior center. Maylee Roth, 5'8 junior middle. Taryn Kirsch, 5'10 senior, libero. Kate Legal, 5'10 senior outside. Kaylin Snoozy, a 5'11 senior outside. Here on Tigers, head coach is Josh Lean. Here's how they'll go. Girls we expect on the floor, Jency Gergen, a 5'8 junior setter. Samantha Magmoradeth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6' junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, 5'1 senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior right side. Addie Knight, 5'8 sophomore outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior outside. Haley Rogers, 5'5 junior serving specialist. Kirsten DeGeese, 5'3 senior defensive specialist. Again, three seniors are going to play college volleyball. Taryn Kirsch has been a four-year starter between Lincoln and Washington. She is going to play at the University of Illinois, heading to the Big Ten. Kate Legal will be playing at South Dakota. And Kaylin Snoozy is going to Concordia St. Paul. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight, Eric Gerlach and Matt Sisk. And doing the line, Shar Sarda and Stephanie Jetlin. They are the law on the court. And they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Once again, we have a late start. Seems like we always have a start of it about 20 after 7 o'clock when we play at the arena, because both JV and sophomore went three sets. Huron won both lower levels, defeating Washington in the JV 25-21, 11-25, 16-14, and winning the sophomore 20-25, 25-18, 15-8. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. One other note on the scoreboard, just finished up the ESD Girls Tennis Tournament in Watertown. Paul Clermont placed third and fourth flight singles for Huron, and the team finished sixth overall. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. It's October, so Breast Cancer Awareness Night. We'll be talking about that. That's coming up 2 weeks from Thursday when Huron plays Jefferson, and Hilton Hines wearing the pink jersey as libero tonight for Huron. Huron will have the opening serve, and Jen C. Gergen will get us underway. We are ready for volleyball. Back row into the net. Service error to lead things off, 1-0. Sioux Falls, Washington has the lead. Washington all in black with orange numbers and orange and white trim. Huron wearing the white tops with a fade black on the sleeves. Black numbers and letters. Well, we just swapped serving errors to open up the match as Washington sends one into the net with McCloskey. And we're tied at one. Now Addie Knight will serve for the Huron Tigers. Knight, the jump serve, played by Kirsch. Back set, right side, the tip right over the block and in front of the back row player. Kaylin Snoozy read the floor well, gets the kill on the tip. 2-1 lead, Washington. Now Snoozy will step back and serve for the Warriors. Serve back row. Hines goes down to get it on the overpass. Just going to be a slap back by Washington. I believe that was Maylee Roth that went up. No, excuse me. That was Chloe Peterson with the kill on the overpass. And Washington up 3-1. Serve back row. That one handled by Hines. Set in the middle. Free balled by Hines. McCloskey will set across left side. Big hit. Nice dig by Hines. Pass ahead. Gergen, the hit left side, Davis, back row. Kirsch gets a hand on it. Here's the set left side across court for Legal. Tigers dig it out. Davis off the left side, back row, too long. And Washington, an early 4-1 lead. Washington does most of their attacks off the pins, either left or right, not a lot from the middle, although Peterson did get that kill from the middle on the overpass. Served by... goes right to Hines. Here's the bump for Davis. Left side. Blocked back. Dug out by Huron. Free ball to cross Dreyer. McCloskey back sets. Right side hit. Back row. Hines is there. Back set for Dreyer again. Pops it back row. Dug out by Washington. Hit off the right side. And Knight can't come up with the dig. That'll be a kill for Washington. And 5-1, give that kill to Dana Harp. Washington off to a 5-1 lead. Set in the middle. The attempt by Meng Moradeth jumped too early and didn't get it over the net. And, well, Washington out quickly here, up 6-1 to start off the match. And, again, Snoozy to serve for the Warriors. Back row, a nice serve received, tipped across by Gergen. McCloskey with the set, the tip off the antenna. Maybe the set was a little too close. Snoozy hit it off the antenna. Huron breaks the run. It's 6-2. And sub in to serve for Huron, serving specialist Haley Rogers. Huron needs to get a little run, get a little momentum going. This is the rotation without Hines on the floor. Serve back row. Kershaw over to get it. Set. Here's the hit from the middle. Peterson dug out by Huron. Back set. Dreyer off that right pin. Cross court. Washington can't get to it. McCloskey and Snoozy kind of came together a little bit, and neither one really called it. First kill of the match for Huron. That's for Dreyer. And it's 6-3 Washington. And again, Rogers serving for Huron. To the corner goes way long. Second service error already for Huron, 7-3. Washington on top here in set one. Taryn Kirsch to serve. Libero for Washington. She'll go to Davis on the serve receive. Back set. Dreyer again. Right pin down the middle. Nobody home. Dreyer with a pair of kills here in the first set. 7-4. Huron within three. That brings Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Dreyer off the floor. Serve, pop it short. Stepping out to get it was legal. Set from the middle, and the Tigers can't get the block connected. That'll be a kill for Roth. Split right between Carr and Davis. 8-4, Washington. And Anezdal to serve for the Warriors. They've taken the early lead here in set number one. Back row to Hines, set for Davis right side through the block. Nice dig back row. McCloskey keeps it alive. Deep set. Nice hit. Nice dig by Davis. Davis will tip to the corner. Again, Washington ready. From the middle, the tip to the corner. Did that come off Juergens? It did not. I thought maybe Juergens got a tip on that. They say no, and a point for Huron. 5-8. Huron back within three. We'll take it. Davis now serving as Knight checks into the front row or rotates to the front row. Serve received Nezdal. Over to the left. Free ball to cross by Legal. Quick set across. There's Juergens. Coach Lean said that was going to be open. That quick set in the campfire or donut hole is going to be open. Juergens gets the kill. Huron cuts the gap to 8-6. Davis serving to the corner. Nezdal stays with it. Set from the middle this time. Nice dig. Back row by Hines. Left side, there's Knight. Dug out by Nezdal. Pass ahead. Going to be a free ball by Legal, and she's going to hit it out. Washington a little out of sync now as Huron's been able to return some balls. And Huron down 6-1 at one point, within one at 8-7. And Allie Davis serving. Davis sends it back row. Kirsch set to the left. Legal goes up. Blocked by Carr. Huron keeps it alive. Knight with the tip over the double block. Nezdal. Quick set across by Washington. Set for Knight again. Again tips over the block. Huron really trying to get it in that middle. Legal right side. Cross court. Nice dig by Hines. Quick set across. Juergens again. And Washington can't get it off the net. Huron's come all the way back to tie it at 8. Second kill for Juergens. We're tied at 8. Huron was down 6-1, now a 7-2 run, and Huron has tied it, looking for their first lead. Allie Davis on the serve to the corner. Serve receives Snoozy, and the quick set across McCloskey way off the mark, and Huron takes the lead 9-8. 5-0 run by Huron. Huron's come back nicely here, and so far I think they're following the game plan and going to those spots that Washington's uncomfortable. Service error by Davis, but she served a nice long run for Huron. We're tied at 9. Third service error on Huron in set one. Kate Legal will serve for Washington. Serve receive. Here's the set. Carr will tip it, have it blocked back. Huron off the net, and they'll tip it across with Knight. Slapped across by McCloskey. Nice dig by Juergens. Bumped ahead Juergens. Left side hit. Knight strokes it back row to Legal. McCloskey will set across. Snoozy goes up high. Dug out by Hines, and nobody could get over to it as it kind of went sideways. Washington regains the lead at 10-9. Snoozy picks up her second kill. Washington up one. Legal serving for Washington. We're in set one. Late start again. Serve goes long. Service error for Legal. We're tied at 10. Second service error on the Washington Warriors. Hines with the serve. Hilton Hines to serve for the Huron Tigers. into the net. Boy, both teams have had their share of service errors. Washington regains the lead at 11-10. Now, one thing Coach Lean said about Washington, they are a vicious serving team. And that's something that we have to be aware of on serve receive. Well, there's an ace. First ace of the night. That will be delivered by Maylee Roth. As Hines tried to play it from the side, almost looked like it had a chance to go long. Washington up 2, 12-10. Into the net, another service error here on back within 1, 12-11. So each team, or no, here on 4 service errors, Washington 3, 12-11, Washington leading. Gergen serving as Huron is rotated all the way through. Gergen serving for the second time. Serve receive Nesdal. Here's the tip. Nice dig by Huron. There's the hit. Knight into the back row. Misplayed by Legal. Knight will get the kill. That was a great dig by Jensi Gergen to keep the ball alive. Knight then delivered off the back row. And Huron has it tied at 12. Gergen serving. Pops a short one, and Nesdal leans in to get it. Overpass drill back by Knight, but dug out by Legal. Left side hit Snoozy, blocked by Meg Moradeth. They'll set Snoozy again, this time through the block. Snoozy gets the point back for Washington, 13-12. Third kill for Kaylin Snoozy. Katie McCloskey, setter for Washington at the service area for the Warriors. Played by Davis. Gergen with the set in the middle, and Dreyer tried to go to the corner and missed it wide. Washington up on the air, 14-12. That time Aurora switched to the middle, tried to hit the corner. The corner was open, but she was out by a couple of feet. McCloskey serving again. And drops it in. Davis let it go, thinking it was long, but it did hit the line. An ace for Katie McCloskey in Washington. Gets the lead back up to 15-12 on a 3-0 run. Sir, played by Hines. Quick set by Gergen. Nice play by Washington to keep alive with Kirsch. They get it across. Set in the middle. Make more death with the tip. And Kirsch hustles over to get that one. Set to the left. The tip, and Snoozy hits it out. Was there a tip by Gergen? There was not. Gergen kind of reached out at it, but it was well out. Huron back within 2, 15-13. Addie Knight to serve for Huron. Washington an early blitz 6-1. Since then, Huron's played it even. Kirsch on serve receive. McCloskey back set. Legal steps in. Dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead. Davis off that left side. Down the middle. Nice dig. Legal. McCloskey will set. Here's the tip. Blocked back, or is it a double hit? Yep. Four-hit attack. And the air by Washington brings Huron back within 1, 15-14. So they're unable to stave off momentum, something they have struggled with here the last couple of weeks. Sir back row. Kirsch goes down to get it. McCloskey sets. Right side going long is Snoozy. And Huron, 3-0 run. We're tied at 15. Knight a chance to give Huron what would be just their second lead of the set, I believe. Pop it short. Legal goes to get it. Set in the middle. The tip and missed time there by Peterson. I don't think that was blocked. Just ended up being a four-hit attack. And Huron leads 16-15 on a 4-0 run. Addison Knight will serve for the Huron Tigers. Kirsch from the back row. McCloskey back sets. Snoozy with the hit. Dig goes all the way to the scoreboard. Nice hustle by Knight to get it on the second hit, but nobody was there for the third. Snoozy will get the kill, and we're tied at 16. Kaylin Snoozy, however, with 4 kills now to lead both teams in that category. Legal on, or Snoozy with the serve, overpass Huron. Washington really can't get anything set up either, no free ball. Pass ahead, Hines to Davis off that left side, pops into the middle. Kirsch slides in to get it. Left side, the tip by Legal to corner. Great play by Hines, and Davis will free ball it. McCloskey will set the middle this time for Peterson. Again, Hines there with the dig. Third hit, and make more death. Was able to get it over the net, but couldn't keep it in bounds. And Washington up 17-16. Neither team has used a timeout yet as it has stayed tight here in this first set. Snoozy to serve to the corner, Davis. Back set, Dreyer off that right pin, blocked by Peterson, saves it off the net. Going to be a free ball across by Legal. Set across for Davis, her hit up the middle, and Washington in the net. We're tied at 17. Rogers in as serving specialist. Carr into the front row for Huron. Make more death out, and this will be the one rotation where Hilton Hines will sit for Huron. Tied at 17 in set one. Serve to the corner. Nice play by Legal. Set back to her. Legal left side. Blocked, but out. Very close call. But they said the block was out. And Washington will get the point at 18-17. Very close call. I believe that was Legal with the kill. That's her first kill. Washington serving with the one-point lead. Bumped by Gergen. Davis left side. Cross court and wide left. And Washington, or Huron up two. Washington up two, 19-17. And Huron's going to take their first time out. Huron going neck-to-neck here with fourth-ranked Washington. 19-17. Warriors lead in set one. Huron Community Campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Pain means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. They offer courses through Northern State University. Huron Community Campus timeout. 19-17. Washington leads by two. Huron has been battling here. One of the big differences we see, Washington builds a, they had a five-point lead. They've had a couple of three-point leads, but Huron finds a way to battle back in. Now here's a key stance. You take a timeout, you want to score off it. Served by Kirshen. That'll work. Service error. She went long. And we're down to a one-point set, 19-18 Washington. Each team has four service errors. Maddie Juergens in to serve for Huron and play back row. Pops it high to Snoozy. Set from the middle this time. Blocked at the net by Carr. Hit across by Davis. First the block by Carr. The overpass fed Davis. We're tied at 19. First kill for Allie Davis. Great block by Chloe Carr. Tied at 19 in set one. Juergens with the serve. Float to the corner. Legal handles it. Set right back to her. She's just going to have to tip. It is off target. Bump ahead by Gergen. Hit by Davis up the middle. Blocked back by Washington. That was Roth. Here's the hit down the middle by Davis. Nice dig. Back row Snoozy. Legal will wind up and drop it on the back line. Just saw Hilton Hines was leaning left, and it didn't come hard, but it came to the right, and she just couldn't recover again. Washington back up, 20-19. Second kill for Kate Legal. Hannah Nesdahl in to serve and play back row. Goes to Juergen, stays down with it. Back set across by Gergen. Washington handles. Set in the middle, the tip blocked by Carr. Dug out by Huron. Bump ahead, Davis off that left side. Tried to go to the corner and just hit the top of the net. Hitting Aaron Washington up two again, 21-19. And Huron going to burn their second and final timeout here. 21-19, Washington leading in a set one. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena. Good first set here. Washington seems to have the lead for the most part, but Huron also not going away. But a key here again, Huron needs to score off their timeout like they did last time. 21-19 Washington here in set one. Washington on the serve. And the serve receive goes out, and Washington now gets that lead back to three. 22-19, give the ace to Nesdal. Huron's got to find a way to break serve here. Nesdal. Back row, Hines handles it. Gergen sets in the middle. The tip by Carr. Nesdal there to dig it out. Here's the tip through the block by Legal. And Washington 2 points away at 23-19. Washington now a 4-0 run. And Legal has come alive with three kills here over the last 5 or 6 points. 23-19, Washington. Nesdal serves. And, oh, Huron keeps it alive. Great save by Davis. Free ball to cross by Knight. From the middle, Tigers get a block with Carr. Washington stays with it. Left side, Legal, cross court. Dug out by Knight, set for Davis. Her hit to the corner, wide left. Right idea, but hit it wide left. And Washington at set point, 24-19. You're on a good job of keeping the ball off the floor, but Washington on a 5-0 run at set point. Nesdal back row, Hines handles it. Set across for Davis, left side, tips up the middle. Kerr slides in to get it. McCloskey sets Legal up. Nice dig by Hines, pass ahead. Left side hit Davis into the net. And Washington scores the final 6 points of set one. And they take the first, 25-19. Washington up 1-0. Here on Community Campus, timeout 2 minutes. Then back to the arena on Dakota Sports.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
95 and 1340 KIJV.
Jeff Duffy back at the Huron Arena as the Sioux Falls Washington Warriors score the final 6 points of that first set to win it, 25-19. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Brookings took the first set from Watertown, 27-25, and lead the second set as well. Jefferson is leading Yankton 1-0. Harrisburg's up 2-0 on Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That's what we have for AA scores on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we move on to set number two. Huron played neck and neck till we got to 19. Then Washington just took off and took care of business from there. So the big thing for Huron is, can you keep momentum? You had good momentum there till right at the end of the first set, and that's been one of the issues that has plagued our Tiger team this year. Getting lineup checks, and we will get our second set underway. Student body going with the seventh player theme tonight. Everybody wearing white shirts with a number seven on it as they're the seventh player on the floor supporting the girls. Volleyball's at Lincoln Thursday. Again, 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start here on Tiger. Start the second set. McCloskey serving. Gergen sets. Meg Moradeth right. Tips it up the middle. Dug out by Washington. Set in the middle. The hit. Peterson powered it through the block. And Washington a 1-0 lead here to open up set number two. McCloskey serves. Doesn't jump serve. There isn't a lot of them that do it flat-footed. Here's the hit. Knight off the right wing. McCloskey digs it out. Saved by Kirsch. Free ball by Washington. Gergen with the set. Make more depth again. Blocked back at the net by Washington. 2-0. It was Peterson and or Snoozy on the block. I think it was Snoozy. That's who I'm going to give it to anyway. 2-0 lead. Washington. McCloskey serving. Serve received Davis. Gergen will set. Quick set across. Great play by Kirsch. Light side hit, but I think Kirsch made the nice dig, but then slid across the line. So line call gives a point to Huron. It's 2-1 Washington. Dryer in the front row as Jurgens comes off for Huron. Serving is Jency Gergen, setter for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve receive legal. Here's the set, the hit by Peterson. Tigers keep it alive. Free ball, Meg Moradeth. McCloskey sets. Here's the right side hit. Snoozy and touched at the net by Huron. And that'll be a kill for Snoozy, and Washington goes up 3-1. Having a little trouble. Snoozy 19 and legal 18. And both have a ponytail in between the two numbers. Back set, Knight coming off the right side this time. Blocked but out, Addie Knight. Pulls Huron back within 3-2. Haven't seen Addie over there on that right side a lot, but doing a little mixing up here. Showing some different looks. Second kill for Addison Knight, and she'll step back and serve for Huron. To the corner, legal. Not a great handle there, but Washington will get it across. Quick set, and Dreyer hammers it. Cross court, too long. Had it set up with the quick. But Dreyer off that right pin tried to go cross court and was a couple feet out. 4-2 lead now for Washington. Washington a little indecision on who's subbing. Oh, there we go. Subbing into the front row is Roth, and serving is Taryn Kirsch. Kirsch going to the University of Illinois to play volleyball next year. Serve receive Hines. Bumped ahead. Davis left side down the middle. Played by Snoozy. Pass ahead. Legal with the hit, and that's shanked in the back row by Gergen. Legal gets the kill, and it's 5-2 Washington. Legal now with 4 kills. Really, she didn't get going at the net till late in that first set, but now she does have 4 kills. Kirsch on the serve to the corner. Davis. Back set. Dreyer off the right pin. Dug out by Snoozy. Set to the middle this time to Roth. Set over to the left side. Down the middle, it's Davis. Dug out by Snoozy. Legal on the right side. Pops it back row, and Gergen deflected it away from Hines. Another kill for Legal. She's got 5 total. And Washington opens up a 6-2 lead. We're in set two. Washington up one set to none. Waiting for a game ball to get back there to Taryn Kirsch. Now we're ready. I think I've noticed, too, both Snoozy and Legal, taller players. Looks like they're playing a lot of back row, just going all around for Washington. Serve back to the corner to Davis, right back to her. They hit back row, goes long, and Washington opening up a 7-2 lead. Of course, the three girls back are the three girls you want to be on the floor, and that's Snoozy, Legal, and Kirsch for Washington. The rest of the girls were new to the varsity court. Of course, they got a month under their belt now. Gergen will set the middle, make more a death. I'm not sure if that was blocked or just misplayed. And Washington pulling ahead 8-2. And Huron's going to a sub in with the ninth grader, Reagan Bischoff. She'll take over the setting duties for Huron. As Kirsch will serve for Washington. And she'll sail that. That went all the way behind the baseline of the basketball floor. That's about as far out as you could probably get on a serve. Didn't quite hit the wall, I guess. Fifth service error on Washington. Each team had four service errors in the first set. 8-3. Huron's got some work to do now in serving specialist. Rogers in. Here's the overpass. Knocked back by Dreyer on the serve receive. Washington with the overpass. And Huron pulls within 8-4 on the kill by Dreyer. Nice aggressive serve by Haley Rogers. She'll serve again. Serve receive. And that ties up Kirsch in the back row. Two consecutive nice serves by Haley Rogers. That'll be an ace for Haley. First ace of the night for Huron. And Huron within 8-5 in set two. Rogers into the net. 9-5. Washington back up by four. First service error this set on Huron. Hannah Nesdahl will serve and play back role for Washington. And Hilton Hines back on the floor at her libero position for Huron. Serve in the middle tonight. Bischoff sets and overshot Dreyer. Dreyer thought the quick was coming, and Bischoff put some air under it. The air puts Washington back on top, 10-5. So I got the freshman setter working there and trying to get in rhythm with her teammates. Nesdahl will serve. Off the top of the net and then rolls in front of Davis. Not much he can do on serve receive there. 11-5. Washington building a 6-point lead. Nesdahl will get the ace for Washington. And now Gergen comes back in to set. Serve receive Knight. Gergen the set. Here's Carr up the middle. Dug by Snoozy. Legal with the tip. Blocked back by Dreyer. Legal tried the tip, and Dreyer was there to knock it back. Huron back within 5, 11-6. Aurora Dreyer with four kills to lead Huron in that category. Juergens in now to serve and play back row. Juergens, back row handled by Kirsch, going to be bumped ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Roth, and can't get it across the net. And Huron, a nice little rally. They're within 11-7. And Maddie Juergens will serve again for Huron. Washington up one set to none. Huron's been playing catch-up all night, but hanging in there. McCloskey back sets. Roth with the hit. Cross court. Nice dig by Hines. Set for Davis. Hits it into the net. 12-7. Washington goes back up by five. Legal will step back to serve for Washington. Snoozy in the front row. Serve. Knight plays it from the back row. Back set. Carr's is going to have to hit it cross court. Nice dig by Legal. Here's the tip by Snoozy. Oh, great body control. She was heading towards the middle of the court and just flipped it to her left, going to her right, and just found an open spot. Nifty move there. 13-7. Washington back up by six. Snoozy now with seven kills. Back row, Hines on serve receive. Pass ahead by Knight. Going to be free balled across as Paige Sharon into the front row. Hit cross court, goes long. Hitting air puts Huron back within five at 13-8. Sharon plays one rotation, then Davis comes back in to serve. 13-8, Washington leading in set two. Washington up one set to none. Served by Davis, back row. Nezdal goes down to get it. Right side, Roth. Played off of Gergen. This is going to have to be a free ball by Hines. McCloskey sets. Here's Snoozy up the middle. Nice dig by Hines again. Set her over to Knight. Her hit. Cross court. Kirsch can't get the dig. Great placement by Knight. Hanging to her left, and she had everybody shifting that direction for Washington. Crosses him up for the kill, 13-9. Here on back within four, Knight, her third kill. Davis back row and goes long. Service error. Washington back up by five, 14-9. Second service error this set for Huron six overall. Maylee Roth back row to serve for Washington. Kirsch on off the floor for this one rotation. Gergen with the quick set up the middle. Overpass hit back by Knight. Again, Washington digs it out. Nezdal right side hit. Snoozy drills it. Nice dig by Hines. Hit by Knight. Cross court. Washington gets control. Left side to the corner. Dug out by Juergens. Set to Knight off the left pin and might have went out, but Nezdal played it. Set in the middle. Going to be tipped by Peterson. Great play by Juergens. Free ball to cross by Knight. Set. Quick set across and off of Carr's hand. Great play by McCloskey. And she had Huron completely out of the system there defensively and just saw I can go anywhere with this. Gets her first kill. Washington up 15-9. Serve back row handled by Juergens. Back set, Carr right side down the middle. Kind of eats up legal, but Washington does get it across. Set, here's Knight with the hit blocked into the net. Dug out by Nezdal. Left side, Snoozy winds up, and Hines can't get to that one. Washington goes up 16-9. Snoozy with eight kills, four in each set. Huron going to burn their first time out. Washington builds a 16-9 lead here in set two. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Time out here on Community Campus. They offer credit courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Washington won the first set 25-19. They scored the final 6 points to pull away from a tie. Washington has controlled the second set up 16-9. Huron burning their first time out. Sir back row. Davis mishandles it. It'll be an ace in Washington. Really starting to open up some space now, up 17-9. Give the ace to Maylee Roth, her second ace of the night. Roth, Davis on serve receive. Overpass tipped over by Gergen, hit back by Knight. Set to the left, here's the big windup, Snoozy. Tigers get a block on it. Washington will get a four hit on it, and Carr with the kill off the block, and Huron within 17-10. Chloe Carr playing better tonight. 17-10, Huron needs a run. Hines serving, shanked in the back row by Legal. 17-11, Huron pulls within six. Just the second ace of the night for Huron, both in this set. Hines again with the serve off the top of the net and doesn't get across. Washington stretches the lead back to seven at 18-11. It's now seven service errors for Huron tonight, third of this set. McCloskey serving for Washington, played by Davis, set in the middle. Meg Moradeth up the middle, legal with the dig, set for Snoozy. Her hit drills it down the middle. Washington extends the lead to 8 at 19-11. Snoozy with 9 kills, 5 in this set. Washington really starting to get those kinks worked out. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Quick set across by Gergen, and nobody was expecting that. Legal and McCloskey watched it drop right in between them. Kill for Gergen. That's her third, first of this set. 19-12. Gergen will step back to serve as Huron's rotated around once to the corner. Washington gets it back to the middle. Hits to the back row, played by Hines. Set for Knight, cross court, off of Kirsch. Addie Knight gets Huron within six at 19-13. Addie with 4 kills, 3 in this set. 19-13, Washington. Gergen prepares to serve. Little knuckleball to Legal, overpass. And McCloskey couldn't get it off the net. That's an ace for Gergen. Her first of the night. 3 aces now in this set for Huron. Trying to stretch their way back in. Got it to 19-14. 3-0 run. Gergen goes left. Going over to get a Snoozy. Set right back to her. Down the line. Hit the line. Oh, Snoozy. Good touch on that hard hit. I guess this, when it's hit that hard, it's not really touch, but she definitely got the line on that one. 20-14, Washington up 6, Snoozy now on the serve. To the corner, Davis on serve receive. Set in the middle, and Dreyer will pop it to the corner. Nice play, Kirsch. Here's Legal right side, dumps it in the middle, and Washington up 21-14. 6 kills for Kate Legal, 3 in each set. She's a future South Dakota Coyote. And Washington trying to stretch the lead. Snoozy serving. Played by Hines. Here's the bump to Knight off the right side. Back row. McCloskey got a hand on it. Nobody else there. Knight with another kill. 21-15. Here on back within six. Addie Knight with 5 kills. 4 in this set. Knight now will serve for Huron. Trying to get themselves back here in set two. Serve to the corner. Shanked in the back row by Kirsch. Don't see that often from Kirsch. Addie Knight with the ace, 21-16, Huron within 5. Knight with her first ace of the evening. Here's an overpass, knocked back by Meg Moradeth. Serve, receive, and a win over. Meg Moradeth gets her first kill. Huron pulls within 21-17, within 4. Knight at the service area. Kirsch handles that one. McCloskey will set up the middle. That's going to be shanked by Huron in the back row. Kill for Chloe Peterson. Her third breaks a nice Huron run. And it's 22-17 Washington in set two. Taryn Kirsch, libero, will serve for the Warriors. Wearing her white top tonight. Serve back row and goes long. Service error, Washington. Here on back within 4 at 22-18. Second service error for Washington in this set, and they have 6 overall. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on the floor for Huron, down 4 late in set 2. Serve, receive, Legal. Set in the middle that time by Roth, blocked by Carr. Huron within 22-19. I think Carr and Dreyer are both there, and they're going to give it to both. So block kill for both Carr and Dreyer. You're on within 3. And serve into the net. Washington 2 points away, 23-19. Meg Moradeth. I guess the double switch so Hines can get back on the floor. Nesdahl in the serve and bay playback row for Washington. Back row, it's Knight. Chased down by Hines. Free ball across by Davis. McCloskey will set from the net, back set, right side off the top of the net and rolls it over. Roth with the kill, her second, and Washington is at set point, 24-19, and Nezdal will serve. Washington 1 point away from going up, 2-0. Serve received Knight, bumped by Gergen, right side hit, Dreyer blocked, and nobody can get to it. Point for Dreyer, kill for Dreyer, point for Huron. 24-20, six kills for Dreyer. Maddie Jurgens has to be perfect from the service area at 24-20s. Here's the bump by McCloskey, going to be a free ball legal. Nice dig, back row Hines, set Gergen over to Davis, her hit up the middle, shank in the back row by Snoozy. Huron within 24-21. Allie Davis picks up her second kill, first of this set. Huron not going away, but still have to be perfect. High short serve, Kirsch handles it, McCloskey will set up the middle, and Roth will power it away through the block, and Washington will win set two, 25-21. Washington up 2-0. You're on Community Campus timeout up 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Marcus Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.